Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Today we're covering 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Here's what it says. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. With the help of our God, we dare tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak to you as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people but God who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or from anyone else. Even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. It's a pretty amazing passage, and you know, I hope that you'll follow along in the little devotional guide today. But I wanted to say this about the passage. Think about what Paul's saying to these believers there in Thessalonica. He approached them, with the purpose of sharing the gospel with them, and there became a very difficult opposition. Just think about that. I think the challenge to us today is, do we believe enough in the gospel? And is our heart's desire so much to please God that we don't worry about pleasing man, that we're willing to share with man the important message of the gospel? Now, in that culture, obviously, it was much different than today. We're not under a lot of persecution physically, but the persecution we face here is that, you know, people just won't accept us or accept the message. But that's not unlike what it was then. So then how do we share the message today? I think we have to decide if the message is worth sharing. Like, deep down, do we believe this message can transform someone's life? And if that's the case, then we have to learn how to become wise enough to share effectively. You know, I was thinking about this as I was reading the passage. My oldest daughter, who drives now, when she was learning to drive, when we first started learning together, I brought her to a lot of parking lots. And we would practice for hours in parking lots, you know, making turns, stopping and starting, you know, all the things, learning to park, all the things that you do to drive, we learned in a parking lot. But then came the day we had to get out on the road. And I thought, I'm going to take her in a giant square of rights. You know, we would just keep going right. That way she, you know, it wouldn't be too difficult. Well, we get out on the road on a time, wasn't going to be a lot of traffic, but we got out there and we got to a place where we went to a red light. There was no one there. And I said, now what's the law say? And you know, you can make a right on red so long as there's no one coming. I said, all right, so check everywhere, make sure there's no one coming, and then start to turn. So there was no one coming left, so she started to make the right, but she went so slow that out of the, you know, I could see in the rearview mirror, the lights coming from behind us, this car was flying up on us. And I'm looking at my daughter, I'm like, you gotta hit the gas. And she's still creeping along. I'm like, you have to hit the gas. Now I'm screaming at her, hit the gas, because this car was flying up on our back end. And she was so upset. Why are you yelling at me, Dad? You see, I think in that moment, I knew that our lives were in danger because she was doing 5 miles per hour in a 45, and she had decided to, you know, not hit the gas. She didn't realize that. But the message was so important at that moment, I had to get her to hit the gas. This is the point. When it comes to the gospel, no matter how they're going to receive the message, they have to hear it. It is life and death. It is it's the difference between spending eternity with God and being forgiven of your sins and experiencing life through the lens of the gospel, which is the very thing we were made for, to know and to worship God and to love God with all our heart and to love others. That's what the gospel does for us. We have to learn to do it wisely, but it is worth it. God, I pray that you help us to be carriers and sharers of the gospel in this culture. Lord, it's different than in Thessalonica, that we would be wise to know how to share it, God. Give us that wisdom, give us that motivation and that heart to make sure that others around us hear your word. And we ask that in your son's name, amen. Well, take some time and read through the devotional before you move on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.